Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Tesvav Masechet Ksubos. Some of the key topics and concepts we learn about include Kol Kavua Kemechtza Mechtza Dami. If the doubt concerning the item in question arises while that object is Kavua, still in its original place, one may not follow the Reif. Rather, the status of the item remains in doubt. For instance, if a person buys meat and cannot remember whether he bought it at a kosher or non-kosher store, he may not assume that the meat is kosher, even if most of the stores in that town sell only kosher meat. Since the doubt arose in a fixed location, it is treated like an even suffix. Called the parsh meruba parsh. When the nature of an item is in doubt, it is assumed to have come from the right majority, and one may therefore consider that item to have the same halachic status as the majority of such items found in that place. For instance, if a piece of meat is found lying in the street, or in the hands of a non-Jew in the street, and most of the meat in that town is kosher, one may assume that the meat is kosher. This is learned from the pasuk Achei Rabim Lahatis. May la'asa b'yuchsin. When it comes to the kashrus of a woman to marry a kohen, the chacham were very strict and would not rely on reif. If an ox gores another ox and injures it, the din is that the first three times it is a tam, and the owner only pays chatzi nezik. However, after three times of goring, the ox becomes a mu'ud, and the owner must pay nezik shalom. However, if the ox of a goy gores the ox of a yid, the goy must pay nezik shalom, even if his ox is a tam. The reason for this is that the goyim don't hold a person responsible for the damage of his animals. Therefore, a greater payment was placed on them in order to spur them to be careful in guarding over their animals. At the same time, if the ox of a yid gores the ox of a goy, he doesn't have to pay anything at all because we then follow their dinim.